I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
All right, and we are recording. Hello, Krithat Srinivasan.
Hello, Rupen Paul.
This is the way we have to awkwardly start every single podcast.
No, wait, dude. It's amazing. I think at this point, people are listening to our podcast also know we are starting problems.
Yeah, oh, I love it, man. But now there's a special love that I have for anything that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, especially. Just like your neighbors.
What a way to get into this very smooth transition into the topic that Krithat and I are choosing to talk about today. But yes, if those of you are still wondering what we're going to talk about, we're going to be talking about neighbors, because that's something we have to deal with in India. Because in India, regardless of how big a house that you have, you will still have the interference of neighbors. Am I right?
Yes. Do you have annoying neighbors or are you blessed?
I do have annoying neighbors. I think everyone has annoying neighbors at some point.
I mean, if you look far enough, you'll
at learn. Every point, rather. The thing is, this is the problem. Like, even if you have the best neighbors, there has to be one crappy neighbor. And it's nothing. Like, even if you're working in a lab full of scientists who have the Nobel Prize in chemistry, right? There'll still be one person who kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's true. And one bad apple spoils the bunch.
And there has to be that bad apple, right? Yeah, in every set, just to lower the bar.
Yeah, just to, like, they have to come. Otherwise, the society won't be balanced anymore.
Yeah, they can't be, everyone can't be perfect.
If everybody was perfect, the life will be so boring, dude.
Yeah, life would be really boring, because what are all the good apples bitch about? Yeah, the reason why a bad apple exists is so the good apples can have something to bitch about.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But who do you think has been, like, can you, I don't want you to name the person, but describe like the worst neighbor you've ever had.
Worst neighbor ever are people, so if you're a tenant in the building and one of your neighbors is like a building, is a house owner, then that person automatically becomes the worst tenant. I mean, becomes the worst neighbor. Because suddenly this person thinks he has power over you. Like in my last apartment, there was a guy like that. Like once when me and my flatmate were not at home. Yeah, when we were not at home, he sent a complaint on my phone saying there's too much noise coming. And I'm like, hello, I've come to my parents' house. My roommate's gone to his parents' house. North of us don't stay there. He's like, oh no, we heard some sound from third floor, so we thought it was you.
Which meant that he had like woken up that day saying like, I'm going to find a problem. I'm going to somehow find a problem.
And then he heard some noise from the neighboring building. And he sent a message saying, you cannot keep doing this. I'm like, hello, what?
Dude, I have a theory about such people, dude. Like I feel, see, in life, right? Like you grow up your entire life until you retire. That you're just under someone. You're constantly under someone. You wake up, you're under your parents. Then after you go to your kindergarten, then there's some other teacher who's just like, you know, saying like, hey, learn ABC and come, otherwise I'll beat you. And then afterwards, there's like school. Then there's like parents' pressure. Then afterwards, you got to get married. Then you have to go and work under one boss who never retires, who's always there. And you're always under someone. So now your only thing is, one day I'm going to retire. And then afterwards, I'm going to be the boss. So it's like some 60 years of frustration of not being the boss that this guy is taking out on you.
Yeah, he should be a guest on our podcast. Just let him talk.
Oh, dude, that guy will have the best theories about everything, dude.
Now I don't just stay in building, but I just hate that guy like so much. Like I keep thinking of things that I could have said to him back then. You know, like those comebacks you think of after the fight. Oh my god.
What is the best comeback? What is the best comeback that you've thought of for a neighbor who's annoyed you?
Oh, wait, give me a second. I'll think of the best one. I wanted to. So they had this problem with us cooking. No, not cooking. Wait, I'll tell you. Oh, this is the best one. So I had a problem with female friends coming over, right?
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, I remember this. Okay, this is the best thing that happened. Because one day this lady came to our house and she knocked because we were talking loudly. Right. Mm-hmm. And she knocked and she said, hey, you guys are too loud. We're all trying to sleep here. And then she saw a woman inside, right? And she said, hey, what is this? Girls and all are there. This is a house, not a dance bar. Okay.
Oh. Did she actually say this?
Yeah, and I was so taken aback, I didn't know what to say, right? Yeah, she said this is not a bar or a dance bar. You can't call girls and come. Okay. And these are like my friends. They're not some hookers that have called them. So
yeah, exactly.
And back then I was so taken aback that I didn't know what to reply to this woman. But like even now, right? If I was staying in that building, every time she does something, I would reply sarcastically to her. Like if she takes her dog for a walk, I'm like, hello, this is not a park. Like if she buys groceries and come, I'm like, this is not a restaurant. I just want to like keep pointing out the obvious to her.
Oh god.
Because that's what she was trying to do.
You just kept, you can keep counter arguing that point and you can give her a taste of her own medicine.
For as long as I want. You can never go wrong with that argument. You just have to say what it is not. It's so simple.
Which is so many things apart from a house. No, because I remember I used to do this joke. No, this women friends coming over and neighbors having a problem with it is such a huge problem. Like I even the joke that I used to do, right? Like, you know, if you're a single person and if you actually you get like a lady friend over, and then the first thing the Indian neighbors will be like, oh, prostitute. But I think there's some hypocrisy also in that, right? Like if a married dude like gets another lady, he'll be like, oh, must be sister or something.
When there is a very high chance that it's actually paid sex, that'll be the best.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Like, I don't even know what to talk about. But this is a story that I read, dude. Like, you know what? There was this guy working in the railway quarters. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he had got, like, his wife had gone out of station. Yeah. Okay. And he got a transsexual sex worker over to his place. All right. Okay.
So this now
he's,
so
in, he's in the middle of the act in the night, okay, and suddenly his wife rings the bell because she said like my train it got delayed or something and I had to come back home early, okay. So now she does not know what to do, but the story is going to become sad in like exactly 20 seconds, okay. So she does not know what to do because he has a transsexual worker, sex worker in the bedroom. So he tells the transsexual sex worker that, you know, you got to escape this and do it on the second floor. Just slowly climb outside. And this human being climbed outside and fell down and died.
Oh, shit. What? That is the most tragic ending to a neighbor problem. Or that's a wife problem story.
But if you see...
Or that's actually a
it's predominantly a neighbor problem story. Yeah, but it's actually a neighbor problem. Because even that wife would have got really annoyed. And then she would have probably... The wife eventually found out about it, right? And she would have got really annoyed. She would have yelled at him. She would have probably gone out of the thing. But he was more worried. Like, what if there's a fight and the neighbors listen to this fight?
Oh my God. What a way to look at this. Very, very good lens.
It's just... it's made us look at this entire. I like how we actually, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, we're recording this podcast for the second time. This is completely different from the first time already.
Yeah, we recorded the first time. Rupin forgot to check the levels on the mic.
Yeah, it was completely off
after
balance.
2 years of podcast.
But this is a running joke, dude. In every single episode, we have mentioned that I fucked up something over the podcast. And you're like, dude, after 2 years of podcasting.
Oh, yeah. So what is your thing about neighbors?
I feel like neighbors, you can't get rid of them, dude. That's the sad part of it. Like any other thing in life, you can get rid of. Even a wife, you can get rid of. But neighbors, you can't get rid of them, dude. You can't.
Yeah,
you have to like, you know, you have to put them in a case. You have to implicate them in a case. And be like, no, this person tried killing my dog. That's the only way they leave.
Different country because of some other legal issues, so you can stay free of it.
Exactly. You have to, you know, that's the only problem, that you can't get rid of them.
That's why I have a theory, okay? I feel like before you move into a house, you should be able to talk to all the people in your building, like have
it. Yeah.
And then decide if you want. Especially if you're buying the house. Oh my God. That's a huge...
Because you're going to be staying with them. You're going to be staying with them, and that's the people you're going to be dealing with, right?
Yeah,
so you're saying just have an interview.
Yeah,
so with
I'm
everyone.
Saying, like, you know how radio advertisements are like next to schools, next to metro station, next to parks, all that. No, you should talk about like good neighborhood with people who don't like poke noses in other people's businesses.
Yeah. But how would you judge that? How would you judge a person? If you have to read like a potential bad neighbor, what are the signs that you'll be looking for?
Generally, I don't talk to my neighbors at all now. That's my new policy.
Interesting. Go on.
I do not talk to my neighbors. That's my whole thing. Like I'm not I'm not pleasant with them, but I'm also not rude with them. I'm nothing with them.
Okay, so like if you see a neighbor in the same lift, what do you do?
Nothing. I just stay quiet. I look the other way. I look at my phone. In my entire building, I don't greet anybody. I don't say hi, hello. I don't exchange food, nothing. That's my policy. Because the moment you get to know them, they're either going to like be really annoying or have a problem the first time you fuck up.
You think so? What? Okay, I have a question. Okay, so like say you get to know them and say you say, hi, how are you? And like if you don't have something, you can come and ask me at any point of time, right? And then afterwards you fuck up, right? Like you have a really loud party in your house.
Exactly.
And then they can't be like, hey, Krithath, we're just telling you, just keep it down a little bit.
That's right. But now they'll tell me. Now, at this point, nobody knows me in the building. So nobody's going to say anything.
Oh, right. Basically, the thing is just be a stranger and not be associated with that person at all.
Exactly. Like in my last building, because I was very good friends with one of the owners, they wanted to like get rid of one of the guys in the building who was a problem creator. So like the rest of the people came and they're like, hey, we're going to go and ask them to vacate. So you should join our team.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They basically wanted, they're using some politics, dude. Yeah. They're like, be on our side.
Correct. Now I have no problems, dude, in this building. It's amazing. Nobody knows me, right? I never have to fight for parking or anything. And I talk through the watchman of the building.
Right. Yeah.
All my communication is through that person. Like even if somebody's standing in front of me, I will not talk to that person. I'll look at the watchman and I'll be like, this 401 people paid the thing this time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, you know, it's kind of like the watchman is basically like, I think a couple of episodes ago, we were doing that thing about children, right? And like how like grandparents use the children to talk bad shit about their children. So they'll talk to a baby. He'll be like, you know, your mother is not really good, right? So like that's the grandfather. That's like the watchman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But I hate the lift. It's like a...
You hate the lift? Why do you hate the lift?
I feel like it's a blind date between two neighbors. Like when you're there, you have to make awkward conversation. It's like the first time you ever meet people, it's like this awkwardness. You know, you don't know what to say. You're just like, 201? Oh, me 301. Yeah, that's all you talk about.
Oh, but I have a theory about the lift, dude. I think the lift is a great place to resolve any conflict. If I had to construct a house, and this is obviously like a psychopath plan, right? But I'd construct a huge house and I'll start ground floor at the level of floor number 10. So even a person who has to go to the ground floor has to still take 10 levels of floor. Okay, 10 levels of, you know, the lift going up the building. All right.
Program the lift that way.
I program the lift that way. So like that it goes really high. Okay. And so this is why, so like if anyone has a problem with, like if two neighbors have a problem with each other, right? They have to get onto this 10-story lift, which is the minimum level. And you have to be locked with another person and it'll be really uncomfortable. And then we'll see what's going to happen. You're either going to kill each other or you're going to just sort it out.
Or you become great friends.
And also, by the way, only one lift. So you can't take mom other lifts.
It's a very unwanted devious plan. This is like...
Hey, that's what this podcast is about, dude. To sort out issues. Like this is giving unrealistic solutions
non-existing problems.
No, but I think, you know, like we were talking about this, like there's always one person who owns a piece of the apartment who acts like, you know, the center of power of the entire apartment.
Right.
And my philosophy is, since we've always rented houses, because we've always done well financially.
Yes.
Thumbs up. So is that I always make friends with other tenants. I never make friends with people who own houses.
Oh,
because I feel
great time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like how when Indians go abroad and they become friends with other Indians and not with white people.
Yes.
It's the same thing that I follow in like my apartment. I get that, dude. Like I actually, we made fun of them a few episodes ago, but now I understand.
Yes, now we make it. It's nice how this episode has just callbacks to all the other episodes we have done.
Yeah, I think we just have the same frustrations, but for everything.
Different genres of life. Different.
Yeah, but it's the same points of frustration.
Oh man. So weird. I feel like that's the theory that I have. Where I feel like, do you have people in your building who share Wi-Fi?
Whom I share a Wi-Fi with?
Yeah.
No, none. But like there have been instances like where our Wi-Fi has been down and we've talked to a neighbor, said like we have an important call, we might use your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you can judge a lot about a person from their Wi-Fi name.
Yeah, what have you judged?
Like if I just open my phone right now and see the rest of Wi-Fi networks I have, it's amazing. Like the number of shitty names you'll only find in apartments. Like I have, there's always one network in your area called Virus Found.
Virus, yeah. I'm actually
or like yeah. Not your Wi-Fi or I won't tell you password.
I'm just actually looking at Wi-Fi names right now. But
what is the weirdest one around you right now? I'll tell you mine. Mm-hmm. The weirdest one around me right now is my password is ... That's the name of a Wi-Fi network.
Dude, it just shows what a old ass neighborhood I'm staying in. Because everyone has just decent names. And some of them have not even changed the names from like, you know, the service like provider names. They just kept it like ACT. BSNL. Yeah.
You're living in an old that's
oh, okay, yeah. There is one crazy name. There is one Wi-Fi called WHI-Fi. Huh.
Wi-Fi.
Like, why? Like the question. Since when did that become like a parameter to express your creativity?
Oh my god. Wi-Fi name. You only get to pick it once. It's like naming a child.
Oh god, man. Yeah, but do you think like, you know, neighbors are outdated because now we don't need neighbors. Do you think they're outdated?
Neighbors are outdated. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, like the concept of neighbor. Think about it.
Like, yeah, it is a little because I spend no time with the people I live with because of whatever the internet or easy to travel to places and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I also don't interact with my neighbors, like, personally.
yeah, right.
They become quite insignificant to me at this point. But yeah, the neighbor itself is very... So, like, my neighbor is my closest friend two buildings apart, if you think about it.
Okay.
Like, my friend who stays close by, he is my neighbor, rather than living across the hall from me.
Yeah, because he's the nearest person you can reach out to when shit hits the fan.
Yeah, like, that person has another... version of my key, like a copy to my key or something.
So if there's someone who's outside your house with a knife, you can't call the person next door. You have to call the person two roads away.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up. Yeah. And that's the world we're living in.
I will take that risk.
Yeah. I'd rather trust that guy coming late than you coming early and then asking for like shit favors for me. You know, we had like, I remember this neighbor when I was staying in Goa. This guy used to borrow my dad's bike, okay? Because his bike was always punctured. It was always punctured. I don't know what, but it was one of those bikes. It would often get punctured and he would use my dad's bike like throughout, all right? Every single time. Every time he has to go to like the market or get some stuff, he'll just take my dad's bike. And then one day, very confidently told my dad, like, by the way, sir, anytime your bike gets punctured, use my bike.
So cute. And very specific. Only if your bike gets punctured.
Yeah, you're eligible to that one specific favor.
Yeah. Fuck, now you have to puncture your bike if you need to borrow it.
Yeah, man. But you know, one point I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Did you play cricket while you were growing up?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you played cricket while growing up. And I think that was pretty annoying, right? Because every time the ball would go into someone else's compound, did you ever have that problem of this uncle who never give the ball?
Yeah,
or he'll get irritated like, hey, why are you playing? Go and stop irritating.
Correct. Yeah, there's always, like you said, there's one person, one bad apple.
There's always one person, dude. You know, like I was like,
dude, there was one uncle in my last apartment when I was staying as a kid with my parents and all. It was like this multi-building apartment, like an apartment complex. There was one dude who literally had a skull drawn on his entrance door, okay?
Wow.
And it just in bold letters saying, do not ring the bell. And shit like that.
Yeah.
Like the dude, like next level, like.
How old was this guy?
He's very old, dude. He was some doctor, okay? And just because.
He had a skull?
Yeah, he had a skull drawn saying, do not ring the bell, okay? And just because he had that sign, I would ring the bell and run away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There are some people, it just calls for those people. I mean, you just call for like, you know, kids annoying.
I did that too. Lucky Ali, the singer.
You really did that too? You were in the same hotel room?
No, he used to stay in my apartment.
What?
Because he's renting his farm. So he had taken our apartment for rent for 4 months. So he and his wife and kids were staying in our building.
Oh my god, you did that to Lucky Ali?
Yeah, so I'd ring his doorbell and run.
Oh crap. Why? Because he was Lucky Ali.
Yeah. Because I was a kid and I've always been a fan of Lucky Ali, right? And I wrote a note for him and I pushed it below his door.
Saying?
Saying nothing, that big fan. I live in 307 and like I want your autograph or some nonsense. As a kid.
What did he do? Did he reply?
No, of course not. Because it's a note I left on his door. How will he reply to me?
307.
Yeah, but my brain couldn't comprehend that. So I got really angry at him. And like I would just ring the doorbell and run. What his wife caught me and my friend.
His wife caught you and your friend?
Yeah, because we ran.
Dude, this is such a fun story, man. Like, I'm so happy we're doing this podcast again.
Because we rang the doorbell and like idiots, we ran in the direction which was in front of his balcony.
What did his wife say?
His wife could be too.
Not so lucky anymore, huh?
His wife could see two kids running away. She's like, boys, come here. Like, yeah, they're like, you rang the bell and ran. They're like, no, that is somebody else. They're like, so you saw who rang the bell? I'm like, no, somebody else must have done it.
Did she get you? Did she yell at you?
No, she knew. But after that, we never did it because we were too scared.
No, man, I love those aunties, dude. I love those apartment aunties also. Like, apartment uncles, everyone keeps talking about these apartment uncles, okay? But these apartment aunties also are quite big assholes, dude. Like, I remember when I was a kid, right? Yeah. I was taking this apartment. I just gotten my cycle. Mm-hmm. And me and my friends, every single day, we would have, like, cycle race. Okay? Every single day. I was so much of fun because the entire point was to cycle around the apartment until someone falls down. That's when the race is over. It used to be the best. Okay. Yeah, but there was this actually what was happening is you keep cycling until, like, you know, there was a certain point, but what invariably happened, someone will fall down. Okay, and then the entire race gets like stopped. But there was this auntie, dude, like, who had a kid who was like some 5 years younger, and she used to stop in the middle of the race and be like, hey, you can't cycle, this is not a place for you to race. All right, my son is going to get hurt by you guys. And because like, what, stupid
this apartment or a racetrack?
Yeah, exactly, that's exactly what she would have said at that time. Oh god. But I like apartments, dude. You know, my favorite part of apartments is, like, it's, see, you know, people in India say, like, when there's a fight, we just observe, we don't do shit enough, right? We just observe from the outside, like, hey, there's a fight happening. But you know what? We all live so close to each other that we can't do shit, dude. Like, even if someone's, like, beating each other, in a house that's, like, some three doors down, and you'll be like, oh, crap, the only thing I can do is enjoy this fight.
I don't want to get involved. Because,
yeah. Oh, you can't get involved, man. Have you ever gotten involved in someone else's fight?
No, never. I don't get involved in my own fights also.
Wait, have you never had a fist fight at all?
No, so in college when we used to go for these fights where groups used to fight with each other.
I've never been for that at all. Like, my college was very educated and very sane.
I used to stay away from home, and those hostel fights used to happen, North India versus South India and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
But who won?
No, nobody won, dude. It was just a stupid.
Oh, shit.
So I would go with my roommates on the bike, and I'm like, yeah, I'm marring it, holding it, this, that. Go till there and just yell from the behind saying, marring it. I can't do shit. I just stand around. Like, increase the group size. So it looks like there's a bigger.
Yeah. Yep. Have you witnessed anything horrible, like a neighbor doing something to another neighbor?
Oh, no, not really. I might have, but I don't have.
Wait, one second. You're saying everyone in the Air Force is like super disciplined and no one has any fights?
No, because you work with them and live with them.
Okay, correct. That's actually right. That's actually a very fair point. Yeah. And plus, like, you know, the army work ethic and just general ethic in life.
Is that too?
We're all a pack and all that.
I loved living in those houses.
It's only when you move to stay with like these dirty civilians that was the problem. Yeah, I think... Yeah, so when you stayed, where was everyone in your Air Force neighborhood? Yeah, was everyone in the same, like, did you all go to the same school, play together?
Yeah, pretty much. But there was good diversity there. Maharashtrians, Tamilians, Bengalis, everybody, like, people all live in the same area, share. That's why I think all Air Force and Army kids are, like, super well exposed that way. So you have diversity within your neighborhood. Like, here, every day, I can smell only, like, the same food.
Yeah, I understand. So, like, I think to summarize this podcast is, don't stay with people who are not in the same field of work as you.
Oh, that'll be so cool. Oh, I have a very bad joke. Should I do it?
Please do it.
Okay.
I love it.
Like, so I recently found out that there's this one building, okay, in Bangalore, where all the houses are only given to writers.
Yeah.
But nobody in that building is able to produce any content. You know why?
Yeah.
Because writers block.
Of course. Very good. Very good. Yeah. This is it, guys. This is happened to us. Like, you know, one time Kritarth Srinivasan used to do a Desi comedy festival. He used to go abroad and perform comedy. But now this is what we are right now.
This is what we are. Quarantine comedy.
Quarantine comedy. So if you guys enjoyed that joke, please follow Kritarth and block him immediately after that. That'll be a good usage of your time. All right. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Kritarth, is there anything that we have to say about neighbors before coming to the end of this podcast?
No, sir. I'm done. I don't want to talk. Don't talk to your neighbors. It's the secret.
Yeah, don't talk to your neighbors. Don't talk to your neighbors. Unless. There should be some unless, dude. Like, unless they're... Okay, don't talk to your neighbors unless they're the type of people... Okay, I'm going to do one and you also do one, okay? Don't talk to your neighbors unless they're the type of people who constantly keep moving on in life. They'll be like, hey, this apartment is not good enough. I'm going to go to a better apartment.
Oh, yeah. Should definitely talk to them.
Yeah, because they'll move on. You can piss them off because you know they're going to leave.
That's true.
Okay, what is yours? Don't talk to your neighbors unless...
That I will talk to my neighbor.
Yeah.
If that person has like a drinking habit.
All right. There we go. Beautiful. But what if someone comes and says, hey, is this a house or a bar?
I'm like, yes, it is a bar.
Perfect. We did a callback and we edited this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. If you like this podcast, please follow Kritarth Srinivasan @ComicCurry or me @PaulRupin. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Until then, have a fun week ahead. Cheers.
Ooh, yeah, bye-bye.